episode number 66. What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? Welcome to Drink It Till You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. I'm your host, Chris, and tonight I'm finally finishing off this tequila I've had in the freezer for about a month. I did that with orange juice, and my girl actually saved me some, I guess it's fruit cocktail juice. It kind of sounds gross when you say it that way. She actually froze them into ice cubes for me so I could put them in my little mixed drink. Aw! So cheers, salute, slancha, kanpai, apni chi kan cheers, avatwasante, govubachi. It's a little sweet, but it's fucking delicious. You might hear this for a second. I have to plug in my phone, otherwise I'm not going to make it through this podcast with the amount of battery I have left. How's everybody doing tonight? It is Tuesday. I'm recording this on Tuesday. Happy Turnt Up Tuesday. Hashtag Turnt Up Tuesday. How the hell was your weekend? How the hell was your Easter? I hope your week's going great so far. I don't even know if everybody celebrates Easter, but it's a good reason to get together with the family, right? Search for some Easter eggs. Go to church. Fuck all that, though. Fuck going to church on Easter Sunday. That's a little too crowded for me, a little too claustrophobic for me. Even though I did just sit at a stadium with about 18,000 people to watch that Stars game. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! And I'm fucking hoarse. I've felt like dog shit all day because I was fucking hammer drunk at the Stars game. I actually went to game 6. I got to watch the game-winning goal. Highlight of my recent Stars experience, I think. Last year about this time, the best thing I had going for me as far as the Stars go was they beat the Flyers in regulation. They scored a game-winning goal with like 10 seconds left, and we beat the Flyers, and we didn't go to the playoffs last season. But this season we're in. We just beat the Predators. Sorry, Predators. Beat you 4-2, 4-2. We're moving on. We're going to see St. Louis. Fuck St. Louis. Fuck the St. Louis Cardinals. Fuck the Blues. Everybody else I don't care about. I could care less. And you know what? If you gave me tickets to the game to see the Blues or the Cardinals, I would still go. You know, I'm not that much of a prude. I would go to your stadium. But I really don't like the Blues. I'm worried about the Blues. And I hate to say this. I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud. But before the playoffs started, I actually picked St. Louis to win the Stanley Cup. Just a random pick. I don't look at stats. I'm not, you know, punching numbers in or anything. It was just a gut feeling. I think they have a really good team. I think they have a really good shot. And you have to look at everybody that's out right now. Washington out. Tampa Bay is out. The Penguins are out. I think Boston and the Maple Leafs are playing a game 7 tonight to decide. I think San Jose and Vegas are playing a game 7 either tonight or tomorrow to decide. You can tell I'm fucking hoarse, man. I'm like having to force my voice out of my body at this point because I yelled my fucking ass off as everybody did. Dude, that place was so fucking loud last night, the AAC in downtown Dallas. That was so much fucking fun, and we actually pulled out the victory, so it was a fucking party. As soon as Klingberg scored that overtime goal, it was a fucking party. Madness ensued. It was good, healthy madness. You know, we didn't do anything crazy. We didn't burn down any fucking buildings. We didn't riot in the streets. You know, nothing like fucking Vancouver when they win. that was a weird shot at Vancouver, I feel like. Anyways, great fucking game, man. I got to go with my girl. I got to go with my friends Brandon and Kristen. My brother was actually at the game with one of his friends. We all got to celebrate together. My brother was hammered fucking drunk, which was awesome. He just gets loud and he laughs a lot, as I do. I mean, we're brothers. We grew up in the same household. But yeah, man, it was just a great fucking time, great atmosphere. It was loud as fuck in that place, dude. And I was sitting in the nosebleed. Like, there was no seats behind me, which, actually, the more and more I thought about it while I was at the game, I really liked those seats. Because I don't have to worry about standing up. I'm a stander, man. Like, when the play starts getting gritty, it starts getting tough, you know, we're about to come down and score, I stand up. I can't help it. I want to look out over the ice. And there's nobody behind me. It's just a fucking wall. So, that was really cool. I actually liked those seats, and they're some of the cheaper seats in the house, so it worked out perfectly. But, man, I had a great fucking time with everybody. It was so much fun. And the fact that we got the victory was even better. I'm sure you've heard about it all over Twitter. Dude, I've been watching videos all day on Twitter about how crazy it was in there. Tyler Seguin talking about it. It was a lot of fun. I actually have a clip from the game. I hit record in my pocket because I wanted to get some drunk asshole on the podcast. And I ended up being the drunk asshole. I wasn't an asshole. I was just fucking loud. I was excited. And, dude, it was such a great fucking game. I cannot say enough about it. But, dude, the refs were fucking up. There's got to be some kind of conspiracy, man. There's got to be some kind of conspiracy. Obviously, it's money-driven. It happens in every single sport. But, dude, they would not. The ref would not call a fucking penalty for us, man. Tripping, cross-checking, it didn't matter. The ref was not calling shit. I think we got one power play where the Preds got four or five power plays that whole game. They get five, we get one. Like, oh man, it was so fucking annoying. It was so frustrating. And the Dallas fans, man, we let that fucking ref know. Hey, can we talk about this too? Why do we not like PK Subban in Dallas? I don't have a problem with him. You know, they're like booing every time he touches the puck. Did he say something? Did he do something wrong? I liked him when he played for the Canadiens and they made that big trade. Weber used to be on Nashville. PK Subban used to be on the Canadiens. Subban went to Nashville. Weber went to the Canadiens. And it was a big trade a couple of years ago. But I can't, for the life of me, figure out why Dallas hates PK Subban so much. And it's a little awkward, I gotta be honest. I gotta be completely honest. It's fucking awkward. I never boo the guy because, A, you know, I don't give a shit what he says off the ice. That's why I don't have any quotes from him. And B, I think he's a great fucking hockey player. Like, why the fuck are we booing this guy? It's really fucking awkward, too. You gotta think there's 18,000 prominently white people in this stadium booing the only black man on the ice. It's just fucking odd for me. I don't know. It makes me very uncomfortable. I don't like it at all. But I don't know what the hate comes from, man. I don't know why people hate PK Subban so much. I enjoy the way he plays. I think he's a gritty player. Him and Jamie Benn getting into it almost every single game. It just makes for a fun, exciting, fun and exciting, entertaining game. But they're really trying to build up for that Winter Classic next year between the Preds and the Stars. And, man, I guess that's what it boils down to, why they wouldn't call anything for Dallas during this game. It was fucking ridiculous. They're doing everything except for picking up the puck and throwing it in the net for the Predators to make them score the goal they need to push it to a game seven to create more of the rivalry. I fucking hate that shit, man. Let's just keep it even. If they get three power plays, I'm sure you can find three times that they fucked up. You can give us three power plays. It didn't work out that way. We still pushed through. We still ended up beating them. We're moving on to St. Louis, and we'll see what the fuck happens there. Of course, I'm going to vote with my heart this time. I'm going to predict the Stars are going to win this series, of course. The Stars are going to win the Stanley Cup. They're going to go all the way. That's what I want to say. But honestly, I did pick St. Louis to win the Stanley Cup before the playoffs started, and I hope that doesn't come true. I really do. I need the Stars to win. But let me play you a clip real quick. This was actually at the game. It was so fucking loud in there, man. I'm going to try not to blast your ears off. I'm sorry if I do. Get your volume ready to turn down if this is way too fucking loud. This is basically, you can hear in this clip that I recorded, the ref missed one smaller call. You can hear everybody kind of get upset. And then he misses a huge call. And the ref you suck chant starts, which was it made my fucking year already. So here it goes. Dude, how would that feel, man? How would that feel? 18 fucking thousand people chanting that you suck because you're missing every single fucking call. It was brilliant, man. I fucking loved it. I couldn't help but laugh. I couldn't help but sit there and laugh. You know, we can't agree on a lot of things in anywhere, really, anywhere in the world. We can't agree on politics, religion. We can't agree on who should be the fucking president. We're always fighting with each other. But in Dallas, Texas that night, we all agreed that ref fucking sucked. I don't know who it was. I'm kind of afraid to look it up because I don't want to talk too much shit. I know they're human too, but come on, man. Fucking hooking, tripping, slashing, cross-checking, everything. Dude, we got a fucking penalty for elbowing, and our guy didn't even touch their fucking guy. This is how hard they're trying to push this shit to a fucking game 7. But like I said, man, it was so much fucking fun. Nashville, I don't hate you. Personally, I actually like your hockey. I like almost every hockey team. But it was a great series, and we'll see you in the Winter Classic, you know? We'll see what kind of rivalry we can spark in that time. I guess we have, a year until we play that thing. I don't even know when it is. But, man, that thing fucking damn near sold out. I think it's the second highest-selling Winter Classic since they've been doing the Winter Classic, which is pretty amazing. They sold a shit ton of tickets. I think the Cotton Bowl, actually, that's a good thing to look up. How many people does the Cotton Bowl hold? It's going to be in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, Texas. Holy shit, dude. Okay, so you're looking at 18,000 people for AAC for a hockey game. I think it's more for basketball and even more for concerts since that that stage gets really small. That's 18,000 for just a regular hockey game. This is 92,000 is what the Cotton Bowl holds. That's fucking insane, man. And these tickets are not cheap. I think I was talking to my friend today. She just got hers for $323 after fees and everything. Is that for one fucking ticket? That is insane, dude. That's fucking rape. That's highway robbery. That's fucking ridiculous. But hey, you know, if you have the money to pay, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's you probably won't see that for another good 10 to 15 years in Dallas again. So if I get the money together, by the way, you can always donate if you want to help start funding me on this thing. You can always donate. Shameless plug here. Drink It Till You Podcast. It's paypal.me/drinkittillyoupodcast. Get the ball rolling on that. I got fucking lucky. I have amazing friends who bought me a ticket to the game, so I got to enjoy it. I'll have to give out a couple of handies eventually, I'm sure, but whatever. It is what it is. So it's time for the drink recommendations. I know this is a weird theme to have with that background music. I looked up Game of Thrones. As you know, Game of Thrones is back. So fucking excited. I've watched the first two episodes. I'm not going to give anything away. I'm not even going to talk about it. I'm just going to say I'm fucking hooked. Once again, they fucking sunk that hook deep in on me. And I'm in. I'm all in again. In two fucking episodes, I cannot wait until next week, until the third episode comes out. So what I've done for tonight is come up with Game of Thrones drink recommendations. For all you Game of Thrones nerds like I am, man, I have such a hard time remembering everybody's name. I have to ask over and over and over again. Like, I'm terrible with names anyway. Everybody in the show, there's so many fucking characters. Dude, it's so fucking exciting. Oh, I want to say so much about it, but I won't. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. I know it just came out. But anyways, here's three Game of Thrones drink recommendations. The first one is the Chocolate Vanilla White Walker. You're going to need white chocolate liqueur, not to be confused with liquor. Liqueurs are a little bit lighter, a little bit less alcohol content, but they taste better. You're going to need vanilla cream soda and blue curacao. I call it curacao. I don't know how you pronounce it. I don't know how to pronounce a lot of things, but that's what I'm going with. Fill tall glass with ice. Fill halfway with white chocolate liqueur. Fill half with vanilla cream soda. And do a spoonful of blue curacao. And enjoy that. When you just layer it on top, it's supposed to be blue on top and white on the bottom. It's supposed to look cool. The alcohol content on this isn't going to be that much, obviously, like I said, because of the liqueur, but, it might be delicious if you want something sweet like I'm drinking tonight. That might be the way to go. That is the chocolate vanilla White Walker. The next one I have for you is the, House Stark Martini. Go House Stark. That's my house. You need tonic water, 30 mils of gin, lemon juice, and sugar. So you wanna wait, did I say martini? House Stark Martini? Yeah, you're gonna wanna pre-chill your martini glass. Always do that ahead of time. You can just, you know, pour some water on it, stick it in the freezer if you have time. There's other ways you can do it too, which is just like shaking ice in there. You know, pouring some ice in there, pouring some, what is it, club soda to kind of chill that glass. Anyways, you're going to want to freeze your tonic water, rim your martini glass with sugar. Why does that sound so dirty? Rim your glass. I don't know. So you're going to want to crush the frozen tonic water, put it in your chilled martini glass, pour gin over the ice, squeeze a lemon, and you're fucking good. That is the House Stark Martini. Gin, I'm not a huge fan of, but if you put it in front of me, I definitely would drink it. The third drink recommendation I have for you is the Needle Shot. If you don't know what Needle is, it's Arya's sword she got from her brother a long time ago. It's tiny, but it's powerful. I think that's what the concept is for this shot anyway. So it's 30 mils of vodka, 15 mils of ginger beer, half a lime juiced. Pour all ingredients into it. This one's so fucking simple. Pour all that shit that I just said into a shot glass and shoot it. That's all you gotta do. That's the Needle Shot. So we got the Needle Shot, we got the House Stark Martini, and we have the chocolate vanilla White Walker. Drink responsibly. Do like me and my friends did when we went to the game and we got shit-faced fucking drunk. Get an Uber, get a Lyft. Don't drink and drive. Don't be an idiot. I wouldn't say walk home. You can get a public intoxication. Just find somewhere safe to go or a friend who can help, a family member who can help. And enjoy those drinks, you guys. So let's go ahead and check in on the NHL right now. Bruins and Maple Leafs went to a game 7. Bruins beat the Maple Leafs 5-1. Boston's moving on. You got the Golden Knights and the Sharks tied at 3 games apiece. Currently right now in the second period, the Golden Knights are up 2-0 over the Sharks. So the only other series that hasn't completed yet, which is shocking as hell. Wait, I thought Washington... Did I already say Washington was out? No, I said Tampa Bay, Pittsburgh, and... did I say Washington? They're not out yet. Surprisingly, the Hurricanes pushed Washington to a Game 7, so that's happening tomorrow night. We'll find out what happens there. As far as the Stars series goes, that one starts Friday against St. Louis, and we'll be in St. Louis. I'm almost positive. I know one bad thing about St. Louis that I don't like is your fucking airport sucks. I know that's a small gripe, but it's true. When I flew up there for my last job, it's pretty much just about 10 steps from my gate, and I was out of the airport, which is really underwhelming compared to going to Chicago. Dude, I stayed in the airport for so long in Chicago, like I wasted half my day in the airport after we landed because we're talking to so many fucking cool people. You can go walk a little bit, sit down at a bar, have some breakfast, have a mimosa, or you can do like I did, Jack and Coke, and at fucking 8 in the morning. And then you walk down and you sit down in another bar and talk to different people. It's fucking awesome. Everybody wants to talk to you. You're out of town. You're new. You're fresh. You know. You're the young guy. I mean, I'm not really that young, but I look young, and I have that young, impressionable face, which I've talked about before, and people just talk to you. They open up to you, especially when they're fucking drinking. And yeah, St. Louis, your fucking airport sucks, and I really don't know what else to say. They make beer up there. That's pretty cool. I appreciate that. But yeah, hey, if you have any gripes about St. Louis, you want to give me some ammo to use on this podcast, I will totally trash St. Louis for the next podcast. I wonder if I could do it for 30 minutes. That'd be pretty fucking impressive. Just 30 minutes long. That's how long this podcast is. I'm just going to trash St. Louis with emails I get, with comments I get, and just basically shit all over the city for 30 fucking minutes for the next episode. I don't know. You can always email me at drinkuntillyoupodcast@gmail.com. Obviously, I have the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter. You can always reach out to me there. Let me know your experiences. Let me know what you think sucks about St. Louis, and I will read it aloud on the podcast. Let's see. My Rangers have been doing pretty well. They took a series against the Astros, and right before that, they swept the Angels. I believe they're playing the Oakland Athletics. Let's go. Chris, let's go ahead and look in on that. Let's see what's happening with the Rangers. Are they getting their ass kicked by the Oakland? God damn it, 5-2. Why do we have so much damn trouble with this team? The Athletics never make it to the fucking playoffs, and they kick the shit out of us every time they play us. I bet Chris Davis has at least 2 base hits. I have to look this up because he destroys us every fucking time. Not to be confused with Chris Davis in Baltimore. Chris Davis with a K in Oakland always fucking kills us. Let's see who has hits in this game. Morales. Piscotty scored. Chapman homered. Piscotty scored again. Okay, so apparently this game, it's... I can't even say this guy's name. Fegley? Double to left. Laureano scored. And Pinder scored. So Chris Davis, is he hurt right now or what? Nope, there he is. He's DH. He's over to this game. So if it's not him killing us, it's somebody else. What the fuck are you going to do? Rangers can score a lot of runs. They've had some decent pitching, which, what's his name? Cole from Houston. He was throwing a fucking fit when we played him that game, dude. We had him down 4 runs in the first inning. I think they had to change catchers. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what I remember seeing through sleepy eyes over the weekend. They had to replace the catcher because him and the catcher weren't getting along. And he was basically being a fucking bitch about it. And we ran him out of the game pretty quick. So that was good to see. But, I mean, like I've said before, the Rangers aren't going to be anything amazing. But I would happily stick my foot in my mouth on that statement if they do something and actually make it to the playoffs this year. So we'll see about that. I want to see who's talking shit on Twitter. Honestly, let's look at NHL and see who's talking shit about the Nashville-Dallas series. What does this guy say here? They deserve it. My Preds are overrated. Damn. And got what they deserved after their dismissal. Power play and lack of consistency. Somebody else says congrats. Wow, really respectful Nashville fans. This first round has been full of upsets. I love it. St. Louis is about to do them like it's 2016 again. Oh boy. No, I didn't want to like that. I want to read the comments. Somebody from Dallas says, bring it. We didn't have Bishop then, which is true. They actually have a goalie now instead of Let a Ton In, which is a play on Lettinen's name, because he was fucking terrible. We took you to a game 7 with Kari and Niemi as our goaltending. 3-1 in the regular season, and 2-0 against your savior, Bennington. Difference of the run and gun all offensive team that played without Sagan in 2016. Now the Stars have a legitimate top 3 goalie. Oh, this team plays defense. Too bad for at St. Louis. Roussel. Oh my guy, Roussel. He plays for fucking St. Louis, man. Maybe he'll score an own goal for us because he loves us that much. Nah, he has too much self-respect to do that. I wish he would. Forget all your brackets. The Stars are in town, somebody says. I called Stars in 7, said Bishop would steal one. They deserve that one. The Predators' window to win with Rene is officially closed. Let's see. If the Caps, Bruins, and Sharks lose, the Islanders will have home ice advantage for the rest of the... Who did the fucking Islanders play? I feel like they... Was that the Penguins they upset? I can't think now, man. There has been a lot of upsets. Dude, I thought Washington was out for sure. I've been telling everybody Washington's out and they're not fucking out. I'm an idiot. I never research anything. I just... God damn it. Now it's fucking 7-2 Oakland Athletics. Just, Chris, why do you even care? Why do you even fucking care? You know they're going to be trash. You know they're going to be trash and you bitch about it. You watch every fucking game and you're sad at most of the end of those games. Anyways, let's take another drink. I have too much of this left. I went a little heavy on the orange juice in this mix. But I am feeling wonderful, in case anybody wants to know. I'm feeling great right now. This is going to drive me crazy. I'm sorry, I have to look this up, man. I got to find out the teams that got knocked out. Let's see. Stars, Predators, we already know that one. Bruins, Maple Leafs, we already know that one. Blues beat the Jets. Obviously, they're on to the next round. Avalanche beat the Flames. Yeah, dude, I guess that was it. I think I said at the start of this podcast that Washington was out. They're not out. There's a Game 7 happening tomorrow night, Wednesday, so we'll have to see what happens then. Well, that's going to do it for me tonight, you guys. Thanks, always, as always, for listening to Drink It Till You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop, episode number 66. Let's go, Stars. I will holler at you next Tuesday. Hashtag Turned Up Tuesday. Don't drink and drive. Be responsible. Don't be a fucking idiot. Oh my God. Thank God that didn't stop my recording. Anyways, have a good night, guys. I will talk to you next time. I'm going to leave you with a song by Intuit Over It called Proper. I've really been into this song lately. And cheers. I'll talk to you next week. Bye. Oh, we gotta listen to the advertisement first, sorry. Here we go. All right, guys, talk to you next week. Bye.